In some places, the sound of church bells offers a sense of community. But in many Kansas towns, the occasional blast of the daily whistle or siren signals it's time to get up, have lunch, go back to work, or eat supper. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner offers a look at some of the unique sounds of rural Kansas.
Each weekday morning in St. John, Kansas, the early birds are awakened by the rousing sounds of the town whistle. It's the same sound as the severe weather sirens, only the whistle is never as loud or as long. And it is predictable when you get to know the town rhythms.
The first time I come here and heard the whistle, I had been sleeping the first couple of nights in the empty, dark church by myself.
That's Mike Rousseau, who moved to St. John along with his wife, Dorothy Tobe, in July of 2023.
Come Monday morning at 7 a.m., the siren went off, and my response was, "What the hell is that?" Because when we were still in Denver and had told everybody we were going to Kansas, all we had heard for weeks was, "Oh, there's tornadoes out there."
No doubt the whistle takes a little getting used to. From Abilene to Lucas, Geneseo, Bennington, and other Kansas communities, the whistles are a symbol of rural Kansas. Some started more than a century ago as a method of keeping track of the time of day. Most people then didn't have watches or clocks. It helped people come together in the routines of life. For many rural Kansans, the town whistles are nostalgic, a sense of time and place and tradition. In the town of Greensburg, the whistle has another meaning. Their town was struck by a devastating tornado on May 4th, 2007.
I'm Stacy Barnes. I'm the city administrator in Greensburg. And we have had a town whistle for a long time. Prior to the tornado in 2007, it was something I remember as a kid growing up that blew at 7 a.m., noon, 1, and 6 p.m. And especially for us kids growing up, we knew the 6 o'clock whistle was when we needed to come home. Then, of course, when we had the tornado in 2007, our sirens were all destroyed and were down for a time. And then when they were put back up, that was something that quite a few people in the community really wanted as a sign of normal.
Here's Kenny Clark, owner of Clark's Barbershop in St. John, and who for 61 years has been located half a block from the town whistle.
It never changes. It's the same. So, and whenever something happens and it doesn't go off, there's a bit of a glitch somewhere and it don't go off, then you kind of wonder what's wrong. So you do look forward to it.
For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR network. Each month, Luann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about town whistles at kmuw.org.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.